overnight. At least three people have been killed in Ohio, dozens more injured in parts of Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. Very heavy snow, even by Colorado standards, some regions getting up to 4 feet. In Denver, nearly a foot and a half of the white stuff. Meanwhile, officials say tens of thousands of people were without power through most of yesterday. A Russian missile attack blasted homes in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa again overnight, followed by a second missile that targeted first responders who had arrived at the scene. Authorities now say the death count has reached at least 16, and another 53 people, mostly civilians, have been wounded. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With a frontal system approaching, we've got an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms again today from time to time. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, especially this afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the upper 70s. The rain will end in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are very small during the daytime hours. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Then another round of scattered showers from time to time on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler by Monday. In fact, we could see some patchy frost late Monday night into early Tuesday with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The director of the Prattville Public Library is unexpectedly fired last night during a board meeting. Andrew Foster was unanimously voted to be terminated by the library board during its executive session. Foster is accused of revealing confidential information in violation of criminal law. Employees at the library were upset at this move, saying that Foster was responding to a public records request from a media group. Foster says that the information he shared was never confirmed to be privileged or confidential. Foster was put in the directorship just last summer following the resignation of the former director over the controversy that erupted within the Prattville library system over sexually explicit books being made available for minors. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The city of Gaston is getting $6.5 million for a construction project that will ultimately take Highway 411 over the Coosa River. The federal funds will start the pre-construction phase of this project. The ultimate goal is to have a mixed-use riverfront district built in that area. Alabama Congressman Robert Adderholt helped the city in securing the federal funds. The U.S. Postal Service is starting the installation of new blue collection boxes that have higher security elements installed within to stop mail theft. A total of 8,500 electronic locking boxes will be placed in areas where there's been high postal crime rates. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd on the Wetumpka Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Some views in the afternoon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the final hour, Craig Monger had to run. Well, we certainly understand. Eddie's still here hanging out. And there's this lovely woman in the studio right now with a... I got to start wearing a bandana. What do you think, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. You look a lot cooler.
If I wore a bandana?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's big. I got a lot of hair on me still.
And you're letting it grow out.
Yeah, man.
I don't know about that,
Joe. I should start walking.
Summer.
Like a headband or some sort of thing.
It's going to get hot in the summer.
Well, I got to lose more weight because, you know. Remember the last time when I tried to cut my own hair?
Yes, I do, Joe.
Yeah, and it was very, very bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it was bad.
It gave some great material. I thought it was pretty good.
No, somebody, I guess it's after the State of the Union response. People were looking... Senator Brent,
yeah.
And somebody liked an old photo where I'm in it, and it was right after the haircutting incident.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, man, who's that fat, bald, like...
You know, we talked a little bit about Scarlett Johansson playing Katie Britt.
Sure.
Offer. That's not the worst.
Oh, that's not a... Yeah.
And honestly, the side-by-side, kind of all right. I thought they did pretty good. I didn't see the skit. I just saw the picture side-by-side.
All right.
Side.
The skit was okay.
Yeah.
The initial opening, I thought, was all right, but it ended up being like, look at the dumb conservative woman who wants you barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. And it's just a little...
I got you.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's Alabama, dude. We are the stepchild of the U.S. and always have... Thank God for Mississippi.
What do you think of Alabamians who are like the first, though, to crap all over Alabama? Like, they live here.
Self-haters?
Yeah, and then they're like, yeah, we're such an embarrassment.
I get that way sometimes, too. Not the embarrassment point, but yeah, there's sometimes when I get so frustrated because Alabama, a lot of times, just small-minded thinking.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, but you're like embarrassing to whom? Like, why
we could do better.
Why do we give a... Why do we give a crap what the New York Times thinks?
Oh, it's not that. It's usually what I don't give a crap about them, but it's things that I see. Or something maybe they point out that I wasn't aware of. I'm like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
We can do better.
Oh, sure. Oh, we definitely could do better. But I don't want it to go to the level of self-hate. You know what I'm talking about, where it's like we're just always so embarrassing and backwards.
No.
It's like if you hate it so much, move.
We've got a long way to grow.
Like, Georgia's a little different.
Georgia's, I don't know, man.
Step down, you go to Mississippi.
Yeah, you can do that. Look like a genius. You just fared to Midland here in Alabama, moved to Mississippi.
Tennessee ain't bad. Around that old metro area, that's going to get expensive in Huntsville, man.
Dude. But that's the places it's building and growing like crazy, too.
So, we'll see.
And we never had that big... I mean, Montgomery's always missed out on those kind of big... Like, the Atlanta Airport. I was always told as a kid that that was supposed to be Montgomery, but Mayor Farmer said no.
Think about it this way. You know, just being in a big city recently.
Yeah.
Do we really want that here?
Nope.
No, and I'm serious. Yes,
I am.
There's
too.
More food options. There's more things to do: entertainment, concerts, sports. When you have a big city, but there's a lot of costs to becoming that
just
Montgomery that you have known for most of your life. And I think this is why folks didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
it would have changed this place.
It would have changed it hugely. I wouldn't want the problems that come with it.
Right.
But of course, you want to see the success of it. But could you imagine what your rent would be? If the airport was right where Montgomery Airport
is. I think one good model is Chattanooga. Another good model is like Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
They're not huge cities, but there's a lot going on. And I think Montgomery's biggest problem is, and I know this for a fact because I ain't getting any younger, but all the young folks who were my peers growing up here, most of them have left.
Yeah.
And they left pretty early and they didn't come back. And
so what are we missing? Opportunity. Are your peers?
Job.
Opportunity as far as, not jobs, but jobs you can actually afford to work at
yeah.
and have a living and a life.
Yeah. I mean, some folks I know went up to Ohio. Well, some folks went over to Atlanta.
That's a bit of a brain drain. Montgomery's always been a blue-collar town, and I think a lot of those white-collar jobs we just don't have. Birmingham, Huntsville, North.
And then that's where the whole embarrassment factor comes up. It's like, if we just go along with the progressive zeitgeist that seems to be taking over corporate America now, we'll get more jobs.
No. 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 On so many levels. HR will get more jobs because they'll need more HR people to fire normal people.
Right.
But no.
But then one thing that's fascinating is there is a true Southern hospitality.
Very much so. And it's so funny when I run into people, whether they're from Alabama or in Alabama or not, a lot of times people say, you're from the South, aren't you? And they can just tell by your disposition. And we're much more friendly and open.
Mm. Well, what happened to me?
Spectrum.
What? I am a libertarian, so that's or whatever I am now.
No, but
like, I don't even know.
When you were in Boston, were you always greeted like you are in the South generally, and especially if you're not from around here? But we greet people with hello, how you doing? Because a lot of us want to fight that stereotype of they're dumb rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, hey, how you doing? You know, and before you know it, you talk a little bit too much to people.
And then
you
bring up the Coca-Cola, getting rid of the corona. Yeah, daggum. Crack an egg into a radiator. It'll last a few miles.
That or black pepper. Either one.
Mm-hmm. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, there was this interesting breakdown. I want to play this by Peter St. Ange.
Okay.
This one is more focused, though, and I think there are a lot of people in this area who might know more about this than Peter St. Ange. I'll put it that way. I think he does a great breakdown of the larger problem in America. You know, it used to be the classic American thing. In fact, a staple of democracy going all the way back to ancient Athens. Victor Davis Hanson's work on this is just phenomenal. There is something about you having to deal with the elements, compete with Mother Nature,
right?
That made you, it forced you out of necessity to be more independent and to understand you can work your damnedest. You can work hard, and then bad luck just strikes.
Yeah.
That there are things outside of your control.
Yep.
But that independence and actually having to do the work and understand things in a practical way created amazing civic citizens, amazing like know-how when it came to first setting up governments. And that's who essentially set up America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what America was for the longest time. But things have changed now. And what's changed? Well, I'll let Peter St. Ange spell it out.
If you dream of escaping the cubicle and starting a farm, new data says America's farmers are getting wiped out, leaving hollowed out communities that rival the Rust Belt. A few days ago, the USDA reported that the number of farms in America plunged by 140,000 in the past 5 years. That's roughly 2,500 farms going bust every month. They're mostly small farms, so farms earning below $50,000 dropped by almost 10%, while large farms, those earning over $1 million, actually grew by 36%. Hmm. So what's driving the Great Extinction? Simple, rising costs, falling revenue, and green mandates. Together, according to the USDA, these are expected to crash farm income this year by another 25%. bringing income for the roughly 2 million farms in America to just over $110 billion. That's $55,000 per farm, not per farmer, per farm. For perspective, that's about one-fifth of revenue at Amazon.com for all the farms in America. Of course, the falling revenue is partly from productivity, better seeds, better machines, and those do reduce costs to consumers. But combined with relentless costs, up $17 billion last year alone, and rampant green mandates, they are driving farmers into the dirt. Mm. To give a flavor, the FDA admits that a single proposed rule on sustainability, the so-called produce rule, will cost a typical small farm $13,000 per year. That's one-fifth what they're making now for a single rule. And these rules are nonstop. There are thousands of them covering everything from renewable mandates to cow farts. In fact, Europe's farmers are currently blockading their cities for that very reason. The decline of American farming has been going on for decades, and it's accelerating. Since 1950, the number of farms in America have dropped by nearly 4 million. So that's about two-thirds. While the number of acres under cultivation dropped by a quarter, an area roughly the size of the state of Texas, has driven an exodus of population from farming areas, mirroring the Rust Belt collapse, also driven by government harassment of domestic producers. Together, they've depopulated great swaths of America, leaving abandoned main streets and empty town squares that used to be full of people on Sunday. Of course, these regulations and taxes don't only hit farms and manufacturers, they hit everybody from family restaurants to corner stores.
I'm going to pause it there because when I heard him say that this morning, when I first watched this, you know, I've not seen every nook and cranny of Alabama, but I've driven around the state some. And you go through, it wasn't abstract for me. I'm like, oh, I've seen those places. Mm-hmm. And they are. They're beautiful, charming little towns, but the town square is just kind of gone.
Yep. A lot of places, Joe.
Like, what the hell are we doing to everyday people? What the hell are we doing? Let's keep going.
Leaving many of these depopulated towns essentially a crossroads with nothing but a gas station, a McDonald's, and a Walmart. Mm-hmm. Chain stores big enough to digest regulations that would bankrupt a family business. In fact, they often lobby for those regulations for that very reason. Mm-hmm. To give a sense, a recent study by the National Association of Manufacturers estimated that federal regulations alone costs large manufacturers, those with more than 100 workers, an average of $25,000 per employee, which is roughly half their salary. But those cost small companies, those with fewer than 50 workers, more than double that at $50,000 per employee. So the family business simply cannot compete with the chains because of the regulations alone. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. The solution is as easy in farming as it is in manufacturing. Get rid of the mandates, the regulations, and the taxes on especially small business. Government has become a predator on the small businesses of America, and so long as that continues, they will keep hollowing out entire regions of the country from the Rust Belt to the Corn Belt. Read the rest of the article, charts and all, at ProfSaintAnge.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, that's Peter St. Ange, and his breakdowns always good, but that one kind of hit home.
Yeah. Well, when I saw that, I guess it was yesterday when I saw the clip, started looking up cattle herds because I've heard that we've got less cattle herds than ever before. And it did say that our cattle herd in the U.S. is the smallest it's ever been since 1951. And the calf crop is the smallest it's been since 1940. So it's just continuing to go down. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah, what's the line I keep repeating from Ayn Rand? Mistakes of this magnitude are not made innocently. Don't let them act like, oh, we didn't mean that. That's an unintended consequence. We didn't foresee that. Didn't foresee that at all. No, they know exactly what they're doing.
Right.
And by they, I mean the managers in D.C. and a lot of the big corporates that, as Peter just said, lobby for this. Yeah. These are not acts of God. These are policy choices by people who, here's the kicker, manipulate you every time you go to the ballot box with emotion-laden propaganda. Both sides do it, and it's just an absolute shame. An absolute shame where we're at, because America shouldn't be a McDonald's, a gas station, and a Walmart. But that's what we've become across so many beautiful swaths of land. And the beauty of this state, the beauty of this country, is unreal when you really take the time to witness it. And I would think, the older I get, say if I don't stay in Montgomery, I have no interest in going to live somewhere like Atlanta or Boston or even D.C. or I don't have an interest.
Say like Atlanta. What about like even in Boston? Mm-hmm. Say you worked in a town like that, but you had to live 45 minutes away or so. Would you be willing to make that commute?
I don't like that commute.
Right.
Yeah, and after seeing Boston traffic, I've been through Atlanta traffic. Go. No, thank you. Charlotte traffic I was in not too long ago. Not fun.
Because it's every day.
Right. So if I'm working in the city, I want to live in the daggum city.
Yeah.
And that could be fun. I'm a young, single guy.
Sure. Fun for a while.
I think what would be more fulfilling is you find a great local community and you fit in. And, Jeff Dice was saying this yesterday about Montgomery. We're trying, and I want to give everybody their due who are trying. And by the way, I think next Wednesday, Andrew Szymanski will be back. There are a lot of folks who are trying.
Good stuff coming.
And it's not just their active, their public service. It's, entrepreneurships and fresh ideas and all that stuff's awesome. But Montgomery does lack a sort of neighborhood identity in many ways. I think Cloverdale comes to mind, as they seem to be doing it all right. But there's a lot that we could do better, and I think it's not just blame on individuals. I think it is just a staple now of where modern living has gone. But hey, maybe we can do a great local community thing here. A lovely woman named Anne just called off air.
Okay.
She asked, do y'all put out alerts about lost dogs? I said, yes, ma'am. The dog's name is Katie. It's a little Yorkie, like blonde, light tan little Yorkie, lost in the Dalrata area near Camille Drive, Hickory Drive, the old Dalrata Park. So if you see this little Yorkie named Katie, you should be able to, there's a number for the vet if you want to get in touch with them. We also have Ann's number here right in front of me. But be on the lookout for little Yorkie, responds to the name Katie, again, light tan little thing, in the Dalrata area. Anne is looking for her baby back. We got to hit this break. Be right back ourselves.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Views in the afternoon. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, guys, two things start to happen as we get older. Erectile dysfunction, you know, bedroom problems.
Right.
And, you know, maybe if this girl broke your heart into a thousand pieces and you've been drinking a little whiskey and it was a one-time thing, you're probably fine.
Okay.
But if you're continually having problems, it's not something to be ashamed about, be embarrassed about. It's not something to wait to get fixed either.
Agreed.
And it could also be an underlying issue, more than just ED. It could be that you're having low testosterone problems. So what are the symptoms of low T? No motivation.
Right.
Lack of energy and drive, including a decreased sex drive. You're just in a fog, walking through life
bad
in a fog.
Bad sleep pattern.
No, that's no fun.
Nope.
Maybe you're going to the gym, but you're still seeing a loss of muscle mass and weight gain. Well, it could, in fact, be low T. And there are a lot of guys walking around who don't know they have low T. Doctors are even recommending that people, young men, get their T checked starting at the age of 18, at least annually.
Wow.
Because it's not just guys getting older. That's a natural thing. Even younger men are experiencing low testosterone problems. So the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
Gotta like that.
Sex drive and over. Burn.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking
like,
about.
Like you can't even talk. It's just going so much.
That's right.
You could actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Now, speaking of testosterone and like manliness.
Yeah.
What do you think Mike Tyson's testosterone's at?
I think it's off the chart.
Cooking?
Yeah.
More than cooking?
In a cauldron. You know, a big witch's cauldron. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, let's do it to it like lighter fluid. That's how his tea's doing.
I remember even when I was in my 20s, we'd have the casual conversation, the bro conversation. Would you take a punch from Mike Tyson? Even at $5 million, I would not take a punch from Mike Tyson.
Well, I just pulled it up on the stream. Again, it can be Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Or at the Joey Clark on the X platform. And a video was just put out of Mike Tyson training for his fight with Jake Paul.
Okay.
Jake Paul, you know, somebody asked me, is he an accomplished fighter? I'm like, he's not bad. And I'll give the guy credit. Like, I wouldn't want to get in the ring myself with Jake Paul.
No, me neither.
Like, he could hurt somebody, but like an average guy. Like, I think he'd be a pretty good fighter.
Just don't let him get close enough.
It's Mike Tyson. And so, yeah, I know you're a lot younger than Iron Mike, but let's, this video just came out.
Day two, I'm getting ready for you.
Okay, look, for $5 million, I ain't his spar partner, and he's padded up. I didn't know.
In fact, let's go back to this. Look where the spar partner's like, you know, the little pads that you put on the hands.
What?
Sure.
Yeah. It's Mike Tyson.
Right. He hit it so hard it flew off his hand and he got his head gum. He saw his life.
He literally walked him across the room. No.
Yeah, that guy saw his life flash before his eyes there for a second. You ready, Jake Paul? That's unreal.
Amazing.
He's going to die.
But Jake Paul, to give him his credit, he keeps calling folks out. He does keep winning. Yep. Somebody eventually is going to take him down. And more power to him.
Right.
But I think Tyson's going to take him down. And maybe I'm just an old guy and I want to see an old guy whoop some young kid's butt. I don't know. But I really think Tyson's
going to take him down. Yeah, I wouldn't. I think he has a death wish.
But they have so many rules, too, that I think there's, like, no knockout punches.
Oh, really?
I don't care. I still wouldn't fight Mike Tyson if he said, I'm not going to knock you out.
You can get body blows? Or what's a non-knockout punch from Tyson?
Thank you.
Obviously, the chin.
Yeah.
Like, rattle the head. But if you get hit here, anywhere in the head with one of those things.
Dude, just no. Just no.
And this
is the Mike Tyson that used to be the pigeon farmer. The nice, calm Mike Tyson.
Here, I'm going to play.
Give the guy some weed.
Let's watch this again. Like, if he walked up to you, you know you got to go in the ring against him. And he goes up, day two.
I'm getting ready for you.
Okay, I start getting my new identity ready as I begin to flee. Dude.
Man, how old is he? Like
58, I think. Or I know he's old. I'm 54. I think he's 56 or 58.
He's moving quick.
Dude. And everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody's got a few minutes in you. Now he's trained. He's got more than a few minutes in him.
Right, and he said he started a weed company. He smokes so much weed because he's like...
Because he's smoking so much because it's breaking him. And it's still not calming him down.
Like, he talks about how he's like a literal killer.
Yeah.
Like, that's where his mind was at.
If you watch some of his old podcasts, there's a couple where, you know, he's messing with people, but you can't tell, and they can't either. And he just starts giving them that look. And every one of them will be, hey, man, hey, I'm sorry. Did I say something? He's like, I'm just messing with you, man. He's a killer, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with
Mike
that.
Tyson, no.
Like, we'll see how we're going to watch that.
I wouldn't want, yeah. I wouldn't want him dating my daughter either.
You wouldn't?
No, because one day my daughter's going to be like, you know what he said? And I'll probably have to go, you know what, you probably deserve that.
Right. Right. Now, this is an interesting clip. Are you aware of a guy named Konstantin Kyssin?
Not off the top of my head, but that's...
He's now a Brit, but I think he's from Ukraine.
Okay.
But he's a comedian, and also a bit of a cultural political commentator. Has a podcast called Trigonometry. We've talked about that before, because you thought I said trigonometry.
Yes.
Yeah, no, okay, it's Trigonometry.
Trigger. Someone who's been triggered, I'm familiar with that.
And this is a fascinating conversation on Western civ, and like, why all of a sudden do people seem to be hating Western civilization? Like, we're the bad guys who should feel incredibly guilty.
Haters gonna hate.
You could put it that way.
No, we're not perfect, Joey, but haters gonna hate.
Well, let's listen in. This is, I think, a great little discussion, he said.
Say about the nation. Why is it that in Western civilization, we have so much trouble with nationhood?
You've spent 60 years teaching your children to hate your own civilization. Why are you surprised that they hate your civilization? Sorry, but that's what's happened.
It works.
It worked, and absolutely. And by the way, it's not just hate. You know, it's hard to teach people to hate. What's much easier is to lie to them about history. So in the UK, for example, in England, there's this... The Church of England, I think, has just approved £1 billion worth of reparations because we talk endlessly about slavery. And the narrative on slavery seems to me to be, you know, there was no slavery. And then the British Empire came along and invented slavery. And then woke people came along and ended slavery. When, of course, we all know what actually happened, which is slaves were probably the first good that human beings ever traded. Never had anything to do with racism, by the way. It was a fact of life that conquered peoples would be subjugated by others and used as labor and would be traded. Native Americans kept slaves, and so did everybody else throughout history. The British Empire practiced slavery just like everybody else. Because of their superior technological advantage, they were able to move slaves across oceans in the way that others weren't. The British ended slavery, not only within the borders of their own realm, but also spent a tremendous amount of blood and treasure to force the trans-Saharan slave trade, which was much worse, lasted longer, had a higher death rate. The men were all castrated. The women were taken as sex slaves. They forced that slave trade to end, a tremendous diplomatic, military, and monetary cost. This idea that we must eternally apologize for the sins of the past seems to me absolutely ridiculous. Now, does that mean we shouldn't recognize that those things were bad? Yes, of course we should, and we should acknowledge and learn from them. But it seems to me very odd. I made this point in the book. I have a whole chapter on slavery in it, which is, you know, imagine if you have to, that, you know, 50 years from now, we're all going to be vegan because they get their way, right? Because eating animals is this terrible crime. Would we then say that the people who ended that practice were the most evil in history? That wouldn't make any sense at all. I think we would say, well, this is the first empire in the history of the world that ended this practice we now consider immoral. Good on them. And by the way, did so for moral reasons. I mean, the abolitionists in England were people who were motivated by a different morality that was developing, which said something about the value of the individual. So the idea that we would denigrate our history in this way, to me, seems absurd. And every civilization in history, every great empire in history is built on conquest. This is how the world is. This is human nature. And to pretend otherwise, I think, is very unwise.
Smart guy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is remarkable how folks don't understand what most of human life and history has been.
Just how soft and how good we've got it, how soft we've become.
Yeah.
And we're on a race. That's what kills me. We're on a race to be softer. I mean, the world is against people that are hard. Joey, you're just too mean.
Right.
We need soft.
Right.
We need safe spaces.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, and you got to wonder, that CIA guy I was talking about.
He's got other stuff, too. He's pretty good, though.
Yeah, he's good. But he was asked, and it's kind of a rude way they ask, like, who's the easiest race to trick?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
And he's like, well, if you mean, like, nationality, not, like, ethnic race, mm-hmm. but, like, if you mean, like, somebody's nationality, by far Americans.
Yep.
Again, because we have it very easy. Now, am I really complaining about how easy I have it? Not really, but it's good to have the perspective of how the easiness came about. And we seem to have gone off the rails. You know, the discussion we constantly have on this show is, you know, we were having it today, how the working class, the middle class, are getting squeezed mm-hmm. and, if not screwed outright by, say, the ruling elite. It used to be we were a nation, and I think this is where all the wealth really did come from, of saving and investment.
Correct.
We've become instead a nation of debt and consumption. And that's not going to be sustainable, especially when the number one country now producing all your stuff that you're consuming is China.
Yeah.
Something's got to give here. But then you end up in the problem of, well, we got it so easy, why would we change it? Until the actual crap hits the fan.
But a big reason a lot of people have it so easy, Joey, you can bust your butt like you do, make good, decent money. But that somebody else doesn't have to work at all. And their benefit package, just a couple $1,000 less than yours. They don't have to do anything. And that, to me, that's so frustrating because you've taken away anyone's ability or you've just taken the incentive out to do anything great in life. Why even try? Especially if I'm told that I can't do it anyway. Why even try?
Well, and that leads to...
Well, you're not just supporting you. You're right. Supporting them.
Right.
So whether you like it or not, you've got a dependent.
No, it's like Reagan's Little Red Hen.
Yeah, parable. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No, and this is what happens under socialist schemes.
Yeah.
Is that it always ends up this way, where in the name of fairness and equity, you actually end up with more unfairness and a huge inequity in power. Because there's always got to be a ruling elite to decide what's fair and what's equitable. And those folks will wield unruly power more than they ever have now. And, you know, there's also an interesting conversation went on this week with Joe Rogan and a guy named James Lindsay. Lindsay's been on the show. And James Lindsay has been trying to help people understand that, yes, what China is still communist. But what about all the big capitalist corporations? It's like, that's what they figured out, and that's what they're trying to do to the West, and in particular, the United States of America. They realize, yeah, you can still have markets. You can still have these big corporations that produce a lot of stuff. But what you do is you get the party line everywhere, mm-hmm. and you enforce it to the hilt.
Yep, yep, yep.
They do it in China. Like, it doesn't matter what institution, you have to talk the Communist Party talk. So you got to, well, how are they doing it here? That's what ESG and DEI is. A lot of folks look at it on the surface level. Why wouldn't you want a diverse workforce? I'm not against that in a common sense way. I think everybody with a brain say if you're trying to hire, you want to hire from the largest possible pool of talent.
But I still want the best and brightest.
Yes.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with finding out I'm not the best and brightest and I need to go back to work?
And the worst part of this, remember Animal Farm, where all the animals made the rules after overthrowing the farmers? And then the rules kept changing.
Of course.
All of a sudden, like, was it that way yesterday? The problem with, say, diversity, equity, and inclusion, or with, you know, environmental, social, governance scores for big corporations, is that the rules are arbitrary.
Right.
And they're enforced by the club. It's why when Elon Musk buys X, all of a sudden his ESG score goes down for Tesla. Huh?
Right.
It almost seems like this is just arbitrarily about power and enforcing a particular ideology to control people.
It is.
And it's a shame that this is where all the new best and brightest have decided to take things. And 272-9228, if you want to get in on the conversation, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, Ashley and her team do amazing work. And you know what? She just got great recognition, right, Eddie?
Yes, she did, Joey.
Yes, she did.
What, the...
Let me pull it up, but...
40 under 40?
40 under 40.
Yeah.
Which, let's be honest, there's only a few people that are even eligible for that, much less how many people in Millbrook, Alabama?
Right. Well, and it's just a testament to not only the great work they do in pest control, but she is a wonderful person who has built up a great business and then is giving back even more to the community. You know, I'm the type of things, well, a business is already providing a service, but giving back again is a whole other thing.
Above and beyond, man.
And this is why it's just wonderful to see Ashley getting that recognition.
Go check her out. You'll see it on the Facebook page. It's great to see her there, all dressed up, getting her award with other 40-year-olds that are successful. I actually know a couple of them in the group, which makes me feel good. I feel like an old man, but makes me feel good. Good people over there, Joey. And what about their services, Joey? If you, let's say, Joey, you wake up tonight, because it's a season, and you go to the bathroom and you run into the swarm of termites, you want to call her?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
265-9990.
But now you know how to prevent that? You call her ahead of time. You call her before that happens, Joey.
Yes, you get the inspection done.
Exactly.
Because also, if you're getting a swarm, it probably means they've gotten into the sticks of your house.
Yeah, they're in there good.
Yeah, that's going to be real expensive.
Yep.
So homeowners insurance doesn't cover that termite treatment or termite property damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well pay for the treatment up front. It's going to save you a lot of money. And Pest Pro has a great way of going about it. It's almost like they're laying down bait.
Mm-hmm.
So when the termites hit that bait, Pest Pro will know and come and take care of them. But of course, it's not just termites. It's mosquitoes are coming back with a vengeance. With this heat and this rain today.
Oh, skeeters are out 100%.
Fire ants will be coming back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. Wasps, yellow jackets, all sorts of stuff. So if you need that sort of help, Pest Pro Services, best in the game. Again, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and her team that Joey and Eddie, those fellows on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Franco with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
And we have Miss Love on the line. Hey, Miss Love, how you doing?
Hi, how you?
Doing all right.
Good. Who are you talking about moving to?
Wait, say that again?
Where are you thinking about moving to?
Oh, I was just thinking about the future. Like, do I want to stay in Montgomery proper or hop over to Millbrook or Pike Road or try completely new digs altogether, different city, different state even. But I don't know. Just, I'm not getting any younger, Miss Love, and I got to put down roots eventually.
Well, I asked because I'm trying to move, too. So I thought maybe you had the perfect place.
I hadn't figured it out yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I do.
Okay, then. And hopefully, if you take the paper, look at the article that says Alabama veteran leaned on faith during military service. Okay?
Okay.
That's an interview they did on me.
Well, I'm glad you got that notoriety there. And that's a great message right there, too.
Yes, God is good, ain't he? Y'all have a blessed one, okay?
You too. Thank you, Ms. Love. Let's go to... Oh, is this the man?
This is the man.
Ray Bowles from Prattville Corporate. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. And, you know, earlier, I just want to tell you that Craig Monger said he never wants to get on the wrong side of you. He's like, that guy, Ray's a man.
No, we're business owners.
You're right. That makes sense.
There you go.
You know, and everything is in life is a business, and it's got to be ran.
There you go.
Good, bad, or indifferent, you got to handle it.
There you go. So,
after 30 years of doing this, it just makes me where I'm a lot more stiff than I used to be.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm too old. I don't have the patience.
Have the patience, right?
Yep, we're gonna do it right. We're gonna do the job 110%, and we ain't gonna do it. And that is the story of my life. I love to do everything 110%. If I can't put 110% in it, I don't want to be around it. And if you're putting your floors down, I want to do them, and I'm going to do it 110%. Now, when it comes to finding this troll, I'm probably going to be 150% try to help retain some of my losses.
So, Joey, what we can do is we can put a tracker on Ray's car,
mm-hmm.
and just we kind of find let him find the troll for us. And there's beat him to it.
Do you want it? Do you want the 110%?
No.
Coming at you?
No. Now that you mention it.
No. I tell you what, I'm very excited. Morgan is so really excited over the troll.
Even better.
The troll is going to be a lot of fun. Bill Gillespie was talking to me yesterday about it, wanting to know if the city employees can join in. I said, absolutely. Actually, he called to make sure I wasn't going to put it in the park.
Wait, so for folks,
right.
Folks who weren't listening yesterday, lay this out again, the rules of this.
Okay, so here's what we're doing to do something fun for the community. And this is for this is for Montgomery, Wetumpka. Wherever you live, if you're driving distance and you want to come to Prattville, we are going to hide a troll in Prattville somewhere, and it's going to be in a spot that you can get to 24 hours a day.
Okay.
So that does knock out the city parks.
Okay.
Because they're closed in the
evening. That's right.
If you find the troll, you win $1,000.
What?
And, yes, $1,000. It's not a gift card. It's not boring. I'm going to write a check with your name on it, hand it to you, and say congratulations.
Money, baby. We can do something.
But to find the clues to where this thing is, you're going to have to go on our Facebook page, or you're going to have to go to our website.
All right.
And every 3 days, one's going to drop on one of those two sites. And they'll stay up from that point on. They'll be up there until somebody finds this thing and brings it in to me. And you can't bring me just a troll in because I'm going to put something on there that identifies the correct troll.
All right, that's my ideas out too then. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the Bowles troll.
Don't get all sneaky and bring me a troll and say, did I win? Because I'm going to say, no, that's not it.
Okay.
It's going to have a mark on it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It gets people out in the evening to enjoy the city and walk around the city looking for this thing and take the kids out, enjoy the evening, go out to one of our local restaurants. And I would highly recommend if you've never eaten Uncle Nick's, you might want to hit that one. Or Cowabunga's. Man, they make the best hamburgers in town. And try to find this troll. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to this.
And, of course, you're still selling flooring options, carpet and whatnot?
Absolutely. Give us a call. 285-8117. We'll come out, you get a free measurement. And next thing you know, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
Again, that number, 285-8117, and be sure to tell them when you call that you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. See you, brother.
The man right there.
I got so many ideas, but okay, I had to strike down buy box of trolls.
Yeah, I was going to tell him, like, if you, Eddie, brought one of your counterfeit trolls up to him, he'd be like, oh, no, Eddie, you found the one where you have to pay me $1,000.
That'd be my luck. Yeah. That would be my luck.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm still working on it, though. But this is really cool. He's doing that for the community.
That is a fun thing for the community. So did we learn anything today?
Oof. 32 hours is what Bernie Sanders is pushing for.
What a dump. Like, and it's, if you're working and you're, it kind of sounds great. It's like, wait, yeah, more sure. overtime pay sure. and time and a half double pay.
All right, let's say this. When businesses lay off, like in the auto industry, when we cut back a few times, the work got done. We just had to do it with less employees. So what do you think is going to happen when all of a sudden they go, hey, oh, you only want 32 hours of work but 40 hours worth of pay? Yeah, work's fixing to get a lot harder for somebody.
Or what's going to happen is somebody's going to have no money.
Yeah.
And no job and no hours.
Hey, what's that big crate of a robot you bringing in here?
Right.
Oh, my replacement?
And that's what's so amazing. He cited worker productivity. It's like, Bernie, do you not understand what you're talking about?
He doesn't. And why should he?
Right.
That's not his specialty.
Right.
And then there's picking out good-looking women. Good Lord.
What?
Did you ever see his wife?
Bernie's wife?
Oofka.
Oofka?
Yeah.
Oy vey?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. I see why he's so miserable.
Yeah, but have you seen him? Have you heard him?
I'm still telling you, she...
Well, and, yeah.
She stepped up. She outpunted the coverage there, buddy.
And really, I do. I want Bernie to be back in the news cycle more often because I want to see Larry David.
You want to see those moments like yesterday?
I want to see Larry David do an impersonation.
I love how he just dismissed her. Then did a 360 and came back and got her again.
Mm-hmm. And we also learned that it looks like the whole fight over mass mail-out balloting and drop boxes, all that's going to be in play at a lot of crucial states. How lovely.
Oh, it's going
to
get chaotic.
But to go through that again. You know, one thing we never really got to this week, don't really have time now, 2 minutes. Did Boeing whistleblower John Barrett, or Barnett, excuse me, John, did Boeing whistleblower John Barnett really commit suicide?
Nope.
His lawyers want answers.
I don't know. I thought about this last night. I don't know if it was Boeing that necessarily did it, but he created fear in the entire airline industry.
Somebody killed that guy.
No doubt.
Like,
no doubt. But, Joey, the suspects, the entire airline industry. And then did you see the reporting, and it's an undercover deal where they're talking to workers from Boeing, and as they're getting off a plane they're working on, building, they said, hey, would you fly on that? Nobody said nothing nice. Nobody said they would fly on it. Most of them said, hail to the gnaw.
Well, and one thing we never got to the details of, 80-year-old man in Montana, pleads guilty to using cloning to make giant mutant bighorns.
That's some big sheep, man.
And, it's a little unreal.
The island of Dr. Barrow over there, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dude, don't be doing that. Because the one I'm seeing him hold here, that looks like that doesn't look like a normal thing.
No.
That's a freakish thing.
Immediately tells you something's up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little touched.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, let's get out of here, shall we? Appreciate the week of listening. Appreciate all the love, especially on the X platform on the live stream.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you can go to at the Joey Clark on the X platform, or you can watch on YouTube. Like and subscribe, Joey Clark Live there on YouTube. And this is kind of how we do it each week. But I got a feeling we're going to get a bigger cast of characters as we head into the real meat of the election cycle ahead of us. And it should be a lot of fun. And don't forget, we've got a big guest, I think Dick Brubaker, joining us next week.
Excellent.
He is in the runoff against Caroline Dobson. And so we'll be continuing to interview all the folks jockeying to be your next congressman here in Alabama District 2. But, hey, let's get out of here.
All right, bro.
Greg Budell, Rosie Brock, happy hour. Hey, you're there, too.
I'll be there, too. So, Jake Quillen.
Woo! Full house. We'll be right back.